This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden's enormous economic relief package is set to clear Congress Wednesday, delivering him a major victory and a desperately needed cash injection to millions of families and businesses suffering during the coronavirus pandemic. The $1.9 trillion plan is one of the largest U.S. rescue packages ever and will impact every aspect of the world's biggest economy for years to come. Republicans appear to stand in lockstep in opposition, while progressive and moderate Democrats have managed to remain united in order to get the measure to Biden's desk for his signature. With its expected passage, the president plans to sign the bill into law Friday. The European Union will receive an extra 4 million BioNTech Pfizer vaccine doses over the next 2 weeks that its chief, Ursula von der Leyen, said Wednesday would be deployed to COVID-19 hotspots. The delivery, over and above already agreed supplies from the vaccine maker, will go to affected border regions within the bloc to, quote, help ensure or restore free movement of goods and people, end quote, she said in a statement. The effort comes as the European Commission is trying to persuade at least six EU states, including von der Leyen's home country, Germany, to lift virus-related border restrictions deemed by Brussels to be excessive. Jordan's king has joined calls from UN agencies urging global vaccine equity to halt the spread of COVID-19. In remarks to the Brookings Institute, Jordan's king Abdullah said nobody can be left behind in combating COVID-19, and vaccinations are key to avoiding further tragedy and high mortality rates around the world. Jordan has fared far better than neighboring Iraq and Syria in protecting lives during the